Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Yeah, are you there? Good, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
Myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in, I'd say, in 2000, June in 2013.
June of 2013?
Yeah.
And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I'm going to say around 35 years old.
Okay. And do you know the specific subtype? Do you know if it was a B-cell lymphoma, a T-cell?
It was a B.
B? The diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
Around my house, the property.
Was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No.
Okay. And then can you give me the home address where you were spraying it?
What's that? 8175 Winfield Drive, Gilmar, California, 95324.
Okay, thank you. And then is this your current home address?
Yes.
All right. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Around 7.
Do you remember what year you started spraying?
I'm going to say February of 06.
February 2006?
Yeah.
And when did you stop?
March, I believe, 2013.
Okay. Right. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Well, I'd say, is it like three to four times a month?
10 times a month. Okay. Would you say you sprayed it for at least 10 days or more throughout your lifetime?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No.
any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Okay. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
D-A-V-I-D, David, Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N.
B-O-L-C-O-N?
No, T-O-N.
Oh, T-O-N. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Right. And what is your date of birth?
And 9/3/78.
Thank you. And your social?
564-53-9027.
And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Online, social media.
Was that recent? Was it this year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what is your height and weight?
I'm 5'5", 140.
140. And then is this your main cell phone number, the 209-214-08?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your email address?
OneDaveBolton@gmail.com.
That was OneDaveBolton@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you would spray around 3 times a month?
Yeah, around there.
And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Before I was diagnosed? I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, you would say yes, you sprayed Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
I'd maybe. You know, it's just, I stopped, you know, in March 13.
Okay. So from...
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then you said you started, it was February of 2006, and then stopped March of 2013, correct?
Yeah.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Gloves?
And then what state were you spraying the Roundup in? Hello?